Meet the Rookies is brought to you by Chicago Tribune Sports Plus.
I am, more athletic than an average human being.
When Ben Broniker speaks of averages and human traits, he's drawing from a knowledge base few players in the NFL can claim. A molecular and cellular biology major at Harvard University, Broniker plans to attend medical school and work for the CDC. For now, the Bears' undrafted rookie tight end is football-focused and for good reason.
Freshman year at Harvard, we do some genotyping. We swab our cheeks and we isolate our own DNA, run that through sequencing, we look at it. And they measured like three or four genes, and one of them was the sports gene. I think it's alpha-actinin 2, which allows for faster muscle contraction instead of more efficient. But anyway, coming back to me, I saw my gene and I was homozygous dominant for alpha-actinin 2, so I had the glycolytic fast twitch, higher muscle composition.
With an Ivy League education and once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play for the Chicago Bears, it seems like it's been a rosy path. But since his early days in the small town of Ferdinand, Indiana, Broniker always has battled to prove himself.
Ferdinand, Indiana is a small farming and basketball town in southern Indiana, about 2,500 strong. It was a fantastic place to grow up. Plenty of moral backgrounds. The demographic is blue-collar, German, so you work a lot for what you want and what you have, and you take pride in what you have, definitely.
Broniker is the classic needle in a haystack story. Small-town football star, new high school program with a graduating class of just 98. He was discovered by Harvard offensive coordinator Joel Lamb, who felt Broniker was the ideal recruit.
Toughness, dedication, blue-collar attitude, that's what the Harvard program is really fond of. That's why they recruit a lot in the Midwest. It's exactly what my background and upbringing was like. It's really a testament to Harvard's ability to recruit nationally that I was even on anybody's radar. But yes, somehow my tape landed on Coach Lamb's desk, and the rest is history.
Broniker was a wide receiver in high school, but made the switch to tight end when he arrived at Harvard and immediately picked up a unique nickname.
So my freshman year, I was on the JV team. I started to make a few plays, and people started saying, "Hey, you kind of look like Gronk, and maybe we should call you Bronk." I thought that was amusing. I didn't think it would stick at all. Coach Murphy, the head coach there, and the tight end coach there, didn't want it to stick because I was just a small, weak farm boy, small town tight end. But I eventually developed into the type of player and the type of person that allowed the nickname to stick.
Keep coming. Speed.
Broniker performed extremely well at the NFL Scouting Combine in February, arguably the most efficient player regardless of position. However, it guaranteed him nothing during the 3 days of the April draft.
I felt really naive because I had talked to almost every club the week before, and they were like, "Keep your phone right beside you. I don't think you'll have to wait very long on day three. Maybe you have a shot of going to day two." So I was like, "Oh wow, this sounds really promising. This is something that's going to happen." And then, pick after pick, round after round, it felt like a bad dream. I wanted to just like throw something through the window and just leave and forget it. But I was on camera the whole time, had a microphone on me, so I couldn't really do that.
A call from the Bears changed Broniker's perspective. He agreed to a free agent contract and immediately made room for a big chip on his shoulder.
I've always been overlooked, in a sense, being from a small town, being an Ivy League guy, being an undrafted free agent. So it's not been one single mountain I've had to climb, but it's just been an uphill battle, I guess, trying to prove myself that I'm good enough to compete with anybody. I'm just as smart as anybody. I'm just as athletic as anybody. I deserve to be at this level.
Determined to prove it, Broniker's tough-minded, physical approach to football will serve him well in a city that embraces players with lunch bucket qualities and work ethics.
Now I'm fighting for a roster spot. There's basically nothing guaranteed. I'm playing freely right now, basically on my own determination, my own motivation. I'm here because I want to make this team. I'm here because I think I have the skills to make this team and contribute to the Chicago Bears. And that's something that I really want to do, and that's something I'm going to do.